Natural disasters are not waiting for the federal government to reopen. The blizzard that hit South Dakota last week left ranchers reeling as over 20,000 head of cattle died in the icy storm. Loss of this magnitude would have been horrible at any time, but the troubles in Washington make this a double blow. The farm bill was not passed before the shutdown because of controversies over the food stamp program. Now, these South Dakota ranchers have nowhere to turn. There's no farmers insurance, and most agencies that ranchers would contact for aid or guidance are furloughed and unavailable. Not expecting such a devastating storm this early in the season, ranchers left cattle in unprotected summer pastures. 60-mile-per-hour winds tore through the area and dumped at least 2 feet of snow overnight. Storm Atlas, as it's being called, was the worst blizzard to hit the region on record, and the effects were disastrous. There's no way to know at this point just how many cattle were killed in the storm, but estimates are somewhere between 5 to 10% of all the cattle in western South Dakota, though some ranchers have lost much, much more. This amounts to millions and millions of dollars in damages and years of work lost in a matter of days. The cows that survived were driven miles from home. Ranchers are desperately making their way through the snow to recover what little of their herds they can. Community members are posting notices of found cattle on Facebook to try to help ranchers untangle their herds. Poor road conditions make finding and collecting lost cattle next to impossible. As the snow melts, the true extent of the disaster will be uncovered. Ranchers are responsible for disposing carcasses before they rot. The South Dakota Department of Agriculture is urging ranchers to carefully document losses, though it's unclear who this information should go to with the federal government shutdown. Governor Dennis Daugaard calls on the South Dakota neighbors to help each other, because they're not getting help from Washington. Please follow HeritageRadioNetwork.org for more coverage of this terrible storm and its aftermath. With a report from Meredith Hodnott, I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.